healing for the repentant. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for your sins have brought you down. Bring your confessions and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and graciously receive us, so that we may offer you our praises. Assyria cannot say this, nor can our war horses. Never again will we say to the idols we have made, you are our gods. No, in you alone do the orphans find mercy. The Lord says, then I will heal you of your faithlessness. My love will know no bounds, for my anger will be gone forever. I will be to Israel like a refreshing dew from heaven. Israel will blossom like the lily. It will send roots deep into the soil, like the cedars in Lebanon. Its branches will spread out like beautiful olive trees. It's fragrant as the cedars in Lebanon. My people will again live under my shade. They will flourish like grain and blossom like grapevines. They will be as fragrant as the wines of Lebanon. O Israel, stay away from idols. I am the one who answers your prayers and cares for you. I am like a tree that is always green. All your fruit comes from me. Let those who are wise understand these things. Let those with discernment listen carefully. The paths of the Lord are true and right, and righteous people live by walking in them. But in those paths, sinners stumble and fall.
Thanks, Chris. So as we come to the final chapter on Hosea, just that reminder again that as a prophet, Hosea was called by God to experience what God was feeling and the pain that Israel was causing God. Hosea needed to experience that pain himself by his own personal experience and what happened in his relationship with his wife. And just as the wife returned to Hosea, here we have God crying out to Israel, return to the Lord, your God. That beautiful picture of what's called the prodigal son in Luke 15, it says that he came to his senses and said, all the farmhands working for my father get 3 meals a day, and here I am starving to death. I'm going back to my father. I'm going to return to my father. And he went back to his father. And again, in Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, we read these words. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls. And so it's a call to return Israel to the Lord your God, and your sins will be forgiven. Again, the prodigal son realized that he had sinned, and when he got to the father's house, he said, I have sinned against heaven and against earth. And it's good to recognize that we need to come to God for that forgiveness of sin every day of our lives. Each time we take communion, there's that reminder that we should examine ourselves. But on a daily basis, we are aware that none of us are perfect, and we falter and we sin every single day. But God wants to forgive us our sins. And what's important is not kind of trying to find fault in anyone else, because we have enough to deal with ourselves. Again, Jesus in Matthew 7 says, don't look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, and pay no attention to the plank in your own. And again, the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our sins as we forgive others. But then as you work down through this psalm, in verse 3 and 4, it says, the fatherless will find compassion. I will heal their waywardness, and I will love them freely. And that's God restoring Israel back to himself. The fatherless will find compassion. And there are so many fatherless people, children, in the world today. There are adults who feel fatherless, actually, that they were never never fathered. They might have had a father, but they were never fathered as a father should. But God is our Heavenly Father, and the fatherless find the compassion of God upon their lives. I will heal their waywardness, and I will love them freely. And then this beautiful verse, which talks about the dew, I would be like the dew to Israel. Heaven's dew. One commentator says this: whether or not we pay attention to it, the dew is always there, regardless. However long we may have ignored it or even been oblivious to its presence, it appears day after day, no questions asked, just like the unconditional love of God. I was just kind of thinking about this. There's one thing about the dew, especially when you go for a walk. You need to be up early to catch the morning, dew, but it's always there. It's always there. And sometimes we don't take notice of it because it refreshes everything that it falls on. Waters the fields, corn, wheat, everything that morning dew brings refreshing. And it's new every morning. It's fresh every morning. And it's that constant reminder of the love of God that, as it were, comes upon us every single day. But if we're not careful, we don't notice it. I was just challenged myself as I was thinking this over. Sometimes the danger in charismatic Pentecostal circles is we pray into, and correctly so, we pray for miracles, we pray for healings, and we pray for these great things to happen. And sometimes we miss out on the fundamental blessings of God that are there on a daily basis, because we're praying into big, massive things that we can almost unawares miss the dew of heaven, miss the love of God that comes down every single morning. Now, Mike or one or two others may correct me on this pronunciation. I'm not too sure if it's Tiflat Tal. You ever heard of that, Mike, Daphne? Tiflat Tal? It's the Jewish prayer for the blessing for dew. I may not have pronounced it right, so apologies if I haven't pronounced it right. But it's a Jewish prayer. It goes like this: may dew fall upon the blessed land. Fill us with heaven's finest blessings. May a light come out of the darkness to draw Israel to you, as a root finds water from dew. May you bless our food with dew. May we enjoy plenty with nothing lacking. Grant the wish of the people that followed you through the desert like sheep with dew. You are Adonai, our God, who causes the wind to blow and the dew to fall. For blessing and not for curse, amen. For life and not for death, amen. For plenty and not for lack, amen. That's a Jewish prayer on the blessing of dough. And they prayed for that blessing because they recognized how God had looked after them and God would bless them every single day. And then verse 5 talks about, like a cedar of Lebanon, he will send down its root. And they tell us that the cedar of Lebanon is a cone-producing tree that can grow up to 120 feet tall, but the size of a 10 to 12 story building. Its branches are widespreading and go straight out horizontally, somewhere between 30 to 50 feet from the trunk. It's known in biblical areas as the king of trees. And the Hebrew word for cedar comes from a root word meaning firm. And you put this blessing of dew and the cedars of Lebanon together, and you get this beautiful picture of the blessings of God falling upon us, coming upon us every day. And these trees of Lebanon, which keep us firm, which keep us strong, which keep us safe in our God. Somebody has said that the cedar tree symbolizes resilience, immortality, strength, and elevation. And there's a Psalm 92, verse 12, that simply says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." And this picture at the end of Hosea is Israel returning to their God, having their sins forgiven, knowing God Father and his compassion upon their lives, and the blessing of the dew of heaven coming upon them every single day. And I wonder if we could kind of almost just soak that blessing in, soak that dew of heaven in, that when we wake up in the morning, there's that freshness, the freshness of God's love coming upon us each day, and the cedar of Lebanon, that we are firm, that we are strong, that we have a sure foundation in Christ Jesus, who is our chief cornerstone. And Israel were returning to this after wandering from God in some terrible sins, but God's heart was still towards them, and they returned and had this wonderful blessing. Let me just finish again with that Jewish prayer, Tiflat Tal, if that's the correct pronunciation. The Jewish prayer, a blessing for dew. May dew fall upon the blessed land. Fill us with heaven's finest blessings. May a light come out of the darkness to draw Israel to you as a root finds water from dew. May you bless our food with dew. May we enjoy plenty with nothing lacking. Grant the wish of the people that followed you through the desert like sheep with dew. You are Adonai, our God, causes the wind to blow and the dew to fall, for blessing and not for curse. Amen. For life and not for death. Amen. For plenty and not for lack. Amen. It's a good prayer to pray over our land and to pray over all the shot.